You're on.
All right, well, I have yours too. Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. The Medina Township Trustees, this is an emergency meeting scheduled for June 11th, 2021. The time now is 6:19 p.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stobum.
Here.
Doug Eastwood.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Nope.
Chuck Johnson is absent.
Is absent. The reason for this meeting is we recently went out for a grant, I believe at the beginning of the year, for up at Blakesley Park for our recycle bins and that. We were looking to put a cement pad and some block around it to keep it kind of looking nice, and we were also asking for two additional recycling bins, I believe it was. We recently received word as of this morning that we qualified for the grant, but they had some information that needed to be corrected on it. One of them was that Mark Raddus, who was the former trustee, was the person who signed off on the grant originally to the application. With him no longer being a trustee, they were asking for a new person, and of course, the grant was due today to send everything back to them. So we reached out to Denny Miller to have him go ahead and sign it, but we also want to make it noted that that's the reason for this emergency meeting, is to authorize Denny to go ahead and sign that grant so he could get it processed and started. Is there any discussion before we make motions?
Yes. Besides having Denny be the authorized signer, I think going forward, we should always have the department head and the trustee liaison.
I agree. That way, if for some reason the trustee liaison's not, the department head can sign, and then we're kind of...
Absolutely.
We wouldn't have to have emergency meetings like this.
So what ended up happening, just so everyone is aware, is that for the last, it's been about a week and a half to 2 weeks, this Ohio OBM supplier portal has been sending out emails to Mark Raddus, and then that Beth Biggins Raymer,
yeah,
from Solid Waste Management.
She's retired.
She's gone, and Mark's gone. So nobody was getting these emails, and today was the deadline. So thankfully, they did get a hold of Denny. If not, we would have lost it's $100,000.
Yep.
So we have to have Denny sign this, and because we made the motion to have Mark be the authorized signer, we need a motion to have Denny now be the authorized signer. Also, we needed to update information because Mark had put the police department's address and didn't have the right banking information in there.
Okay, so we updated that.
So we updated that, but part of that, there's an issue in there that someone had created an account and actually taken myself and Nick off of the accounts. We don't know who it is. We talked to IT today for almost an hour. There's no way to track that. But going forward, I would request that nobody has access to these grant accounts except for Nick and myself.
Yep, no, because most of it's fiscal office,
it is
money
fiscal,
wise, that's, and that. So
this has access to the banking, to tax, to
right.
W-9s. We can't, if there's no way to track it, which they don't have a way to do, and this something like this happens again, I had to cancel my day. Nick had to work over to get this done. And if we didn't do this, we would have lost this money.
Grant. Doug, how do you feel about doing it this way?
Well, I definitely like the idea that we'd have two signers. That was one solution that you had mentioned, and I think that's probably a huge part of it. I don't understand how we could have an employee no longer here and his emails not formally forwarded to the township. So that's something I'd want to look into.
That's what I have to look into.
Yeah,
I mean, should kick back saying that.
I'm just saying that would have eliminated the crisis altogether.
Right, right.
So. I don't know that anyone else needs access. I don't know if that really is more of a practice, and I don't really want to make a formal motion per se, but I think that the policy or practice
I'll speak
is right.
Yeah, I'll speak to it in regards to IT because I'm the one that's been dealing with our IT company. the way it's worked is they go ahead and they canceled the, or stopped that email, but they continue to keep it open for, I believe,
30
days. And then after that, then it initially then sends out things saying this email is no longer active, and that way there, if there is something that comes in after the person leaves, there's at least a 30-day window, and then they get the kickback saying it's, so I will follow up with IT to make sure that that's what is happening.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
So
that's always,
but,
and then like I said, from this point forward, I think we need to really crack down on whoever's in there working on these grants. I would ask that each trustee liaison, I know Denny's not, so we've already addressed that, but if you can look into that at the police department.
Yep. Oh, there's only one down there, Denny,
yeah.
So I'll make sure. Angel, what's the name of the grant again?
So this was the Ohio, it's OBM Supplier Portal. And this was through the EPA, but it was, you have to put all the paper, the digital paperwork through the OBM Supplier Portal.
All right, is that what I need for when I make the motion? The OBM Supplier Portal, or should I put what exactly the grant is? I think it should be what the exact grant
so,
is.
So hold on, I will give you the, so many emails back and forth today, so here we go. It's the Ohio Environmental Protective Agency, the Recycle Ohio Grant Application.
So it's Ohio EPA.
Recycle Ohio Grant Application.
All right.
And I don't know, it was 18 pages.
Okay.
Electronically, and it's an electronic signature.
Okay. Anything else before we make a motion?
No.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller to sign the electronic signature for the Ohio EPA Recycle Ohio grant that we received. It's an 18-page electronic document.
A second.
Any more discussion on this? At this time, can we please have a roll call?
Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Doug Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. If there's nothing else in front of this board tonight, then I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township emergency meeting.
Aye, second.
Roll call?
Mike Stopa?
Aye.
Doug Eastwood?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:25 p.m. Give me a minute to set all this off.